Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. How much of an impact have aromatase inhibitors had on current breast cancer clinical research? Consider the first morning of the plenary sessions of the recent San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. A series of fascinating trial reports on AIs lasted more than 2 hours, starting with Dr. Anthony Howe presenting the most recent data from the ATTACC trial, now with more than 5 years of follow-up, with a continued advantage seen with anastrozole compared to tamoxifen in disease-free survival, distant metastases, and rates of contralateral breast cancer. As yet, no overall survival benefit exists, although this evaluation is complicated by the advanced mean age of the participants and their relatively good breast cancer prognoses. During that morning in San Antonio, additional data were presented from the IES trial evaluating switching from tamoxifen to exemestane after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen in postmenopausal women, and a new data set of more than 3,000 patients from a combined Austrian and German trial demonstrating a disease-free survival benefit to switching from tamoxifen to anastrozole after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen. Finally, the Austrian research group presented a follow-up to a presentation originally done 2 years ago, which continued to demonstrate that in premenopausal women, the intravenous bisphosphonate zoledronate virtually completely prevented bone loss in patients receiving an LHRH agonist with either tamoxifen or anastrozole. I met with Dr. Michael Baum, who presented the original ATTACC data 3 years ago in San Antonio, and he began our discussion by reviewing the clinical implications of these new ATTACC data.